So this being demonstrated in a house church setting, we will see it where there's a couple leaders who are leading, and maybe they take turns. We'll see also the congregation or the other Christians who are new Christians, or even Christians who've been followers of Christ for a while. We'll see them being able to invest into the actual service versus just sitting and listening or hearing. A lot of times the house church structure is a lot more intimate than some of our institutionalized structures, where people could come in and get lost. If you got a church of thousands of people and they don't think small as they grow big, in some cases that they grow big, then people get lost. But even in those big structures, sometimes it just kind of points to one person who's the main guy or main woman to lead that charge. But you don't really see much of the influence of the other leaders. You may hear about it, but you don't see it. But in a house church setting or a smaller setting, you see that expression demonstrated. You see that those leaders working together and caring for the people, but no one's like being dominant. They're all equal. And you may have somebody who has the primary responsibility for it, but it's not the same as everybody's trying to follow this one person's vision or dream that God gave this one person. So we don't see that in the New Testament, that that's actually even valid. But that is something that we practice that happened in the Old Testament. But, a lot of times we don't look at it from that standpoint, because a lot of times people start taking ownership of the church instead of giving the church to God and trusting him and the leaders that he put in their lives to actually work together. So in the house church setting, you will see a lot more intimate interaction with that. And then you'll see them, as the scripture says, everyone has something to bring. It talks about, the Bible shows Paul in addressing the church on the order of service. We see that somebody has, everyone has something to bring. So again, like stated before, there is no spectators. There is no sitting around. I'm going to watch. I'm going to just listen and leave, and I'm going to hide, or I'm going to disappear. But everyone is involved. Everyone is in an influence to the betterment of that local body. And they all deal with spiritual warfare together. It's not like you have just your cliques of people like that. The type of things it does form sometimes in bigger congregations. You don't see those small groups of people who say, if you're not like me, y'all stay over there. I'm just gonna hang around people who are just like me. You don't see that a lot in smaller expressions of the church, like a house church or a church in the marketplace, which is the actual next topic, talking about churches that are in the marketplace and how that looks. Because as we talked about earlier, the church is not confined to one location. It's confined within the people who are known as the body of Christ. So if we have church, we can have church, and it's gonna probably mess up some people's philosophy and theories and concepts, but we can have church in a mall. We can have church in a movie theater. We can have church in a restaurant. We can have church in a coffee shop. We can have church in a school, like in a classroom or a special time, And I'm gonna elaborate on these, how these actually look, before people start, you, the listener, start like, what in the world is he talking about? How can you do that? The reality is that, again, if we get back to the foundation that the church is not limited to a building, but it is amongst the people, and that we see that when we take the expression of people who are called out, who surrender to God, who are living for him, people who are following God's word, who are living and being discipled and trained and cultivated in his word and following his word, people who are across cultural backgrounds, different backgrounds and lives and Even from different lifestyles and people who are dealing with spiritual warfare together and encouraging each other and strengthening each other, and people who are on the mission of the Great Commission together to go and reach other people with the gospel. We see that this is the expression of church that is identified and not just a structure that we've adapted to or accepted in our traditions, in our cultures, in our groups, in our fellowships with people who are like-minded like us. The church is beyond our own structure of thought. And because it's God's spirit, and God's spirit can reach people where there is no normal, what we call traditional church, like in a prison or in a hospital. We can take the church, the community of the church, and plant it right there. And for them, they're in church, or firefighters or police departments. They can't get Sundays off. That's the reality. That a lot of times, that's the other thing with house churches. Sometimes instead of like traditional churches meeting on a Sunday, or a Saturday, these house churches or these churches that are in marketplace can meet on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They're very versatile. It's not like they just have to meet on one specific day that's been basically traditionalized, that this is the day, right? It's when we come to God together that we experience church. And whatever day that is, whatever time that is, it is not a issue with God. It's an issue with people who get traditionalized, but it's not an issue with God because he's concerned about people and releasing the kingdom of heaven into the earth in our lives and through our lives. So we see the church can be expressed in a police department or a fire department or a mall, which the mall type of structure, or even with a cafe, like a coffee house or whatever type of experience, will be totally different because you are not as privatized. You're more sitting right there in the public, having church with your group of people, and you all are hearing the gospel, you're sharing the gospel, you're spending time with each other. You might even be doing it over a meal, which sometimes house churches do that as well, in a lot of cases, but you might be in a restaurant having a meal and just going through the same structure of service to reach others, is the ultimate goal, but you'll be ministering to each other and sharing God's word, and you have leaders who are running that, and you do it on a consistent basis. It's not like a special event, it's not a life group. I know we use that term a lot, but a life group is not a church. It's actual, it's a part of the church, and it's an almost experience of what the church is, but a life group is actually attached to or controlled by a already existing church. When you take church to a different location or a different place, and it's not like this is Episcopal's Full Gospel Church, as an example. I know that those words usually don't even go together, but Episcopal's Full Gospel Church. And you take that and you say, all right, we're going to have life groups. And these groups are all part of Episcopal's Full Gospel Church. Those are life groups. They're a part of that church. They are governed and monitored and all that by that church. But when you take and create a house church or a church in the marketplace type example, that is the church by itself. It governs itself through the leaders there. It's the Holy Spirit who leads and guides that congregation and governs that congregation. And there's ways to establish those. A local church can, establish those, like Episcopal's Full Gospel Church, as an example again, can go and establish churches in other places that are governing, self-governing, and all that. And it's a process to do that. They don't just launch out there like that, but there's a process to do that. But the reality is, again, they are not governed by that church anymore, once they've been launched out there and released to be self-governing. So these are just different ways that the church can be the church outside of the normal traditional structures that we've known as church. because it's sticking to the foundation of the Bible, what the Bible has shown, what God's Spirit has revealed, what the church consists of, and not our traditions and our cultures and our structures that we have established over many years. But those structures sometimes can be messed up, meaning that if a building burns down, or if they say all of a sudden for some reason they change a law and say you can't meet in your buildings anymore, your church buildings anymore, or if you're in a country that doesn't even allow that stuff, well, guess what? You've lost your church. But in reality, that's because your church was based off of a building, and it was not based off of the people and the structures that we've talked about in reference to what church really is. So I'm gonna go ahead and close on out. And as always, if you got questions, reach out to me.